In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So greetings, brothers and sisters, on this Sunday before the Feast of Theophany. And today's Gospel, of the first eight verses of St. Mark's Gospel, focuses our attention on St. John the Baptist and his ministry, which was to preach the baptism of repentance unto the remission of sins as a preparation for the coming of Christ. So the sacrament of baptism that's been passed down to us contains both the immersion in water that John the Baptist established as a sign of repentance and cleansing, and it contains also the baptism that Christ established for us, the baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit. As Archbishop Averroes observed, when the Pharisees and Sadducees saw the people being inspired by the teaching of John the Baptist, they themselves came to him in the desert, but without a sincere desire to hear him. For they considered themselves to already be righteous because of their external observance of the Ten Commandments of the law. But John the Baptist, seeing their lack of true repentance and coldness of heart, greeted them harshly, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" As reported in Matthew chapter 3, verse 7. And furthermore, John the Baptist accuses them for their arrogance, their sureness of their own righteousness, and tells them that the fact that they are sons of Abraham will bring them no benefit if they bring no fruits worthy of repentance. So even today, if Christians look at their baptism as a one-time, you know, sort of historical event in our lives by which we are saved once and for all, and with no further effort required of us to practice our faith and struggle against temptations, then even though one received the grace of the Holy Spirit at their baptism, it will not really help achieve salvation unless we have repentance. And as St. Nikolai Vlimirovich said, the beginning of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and his gospel for us is when he comes to life in our hearts and minds as our only Savior, when he stops being within us just an unlit, oil-filled golden lamp, and being lit begins to warm and light our whole being. When he begins to be our daily bread, without which we cannot pass a single day, when he becomes of greater worth than the whole universe, than all good things, than kinsfolk and friends, and dearer than our earthly life itself, that is for us the true beginning of Jesus Christ. And so this image of baptism, of the baptism of John, the cleansing of sins in preparation to receive Christ's baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit, is an image of the first steps of spiritual purification. And so to practice a moral life according to the Ten Commandments is something that is within our power to do. Most people can manage to go through life without committing murder and adultery and observe the other commandments of the law. However, this is only the beginning of an authentic spiritual life, and even this must be continuously practiced. And just as we must keep washing our dirty clothes and keep our bodies clean through regular washing and keeping our houses clean, so we are called to keep our moral life clean on an ongoing basis. And this then is that first step toward preparing to receive the baptism of fire of the Holy Spirit that Christ will bring us. And again, St. Simeon the New Theologian once said, "As a lamp, although it is full of oil and has a wick, remains dark unless it is lit with fire, so the soul is quenched in dark until it is touched by the light and grace of the Holy Spirit." St. Seraphim of Sarov and many of the other Holy Fathers and the Scriptures themselves teach us that acquiring the grace of the Holy Spirit is the very purpose of our lives here on earth. And they also reveal to us that the establishment of Christ's church upon earth is meant to provide us with the means for acquiring this grace. And this is why the Holy Church and the Scriptures and the Holy Fathers are constantly calling us to come to church as often as possible, to repent of our sins through confession, and to receive Holy Communion. It is as though we light the lamps of our soul with the fire of the Holy Spirit that we receive, and then our job is to keep that lamp lit. Yet it seems that sometimes our lamp might be extinguished by the storms of temptations, and so we must keep coming back to relight it and once more make the effort to protect that flame. As the hymn for the Forefeast of Theophany says, "Make ready, O Zabulon, and prepare thyself, O Naphtalim. O River Jordan, stand up and leap for joy at receiving the Lord who cometh to be baptized. Rejoice, O Adam, with our first mother. Hide not yourselves, as in paradise of old. For seeing us naked, he hath appeared, that he may clothe us with our first garment. Christ hath appeared, wishing to renew the whole of creation. So that garment he's talking about is, you know, in baptism, when someone's baptized, they put on that white robe, you know, and we say the prayers, and that represents this garment of light, because we say that the person who's baptized is now, you know, illumined. You know, and baptism is seen as a type of resurrection, actually. So, brothers and sisters, let us then prepare to participate in this coming feast of Theophany of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we too may be cleansed with him in the waters of the Jordan, and that the garment of light that we received at our baptism may be renewed once again, that our souls may be saved. Glory be to our God.